Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Reverently observe, it's National Donut Day.
National Awesome Day.
Yes, it is. They could also call it that. June 1st, National Donut Day. Free classic donut from Dunkin' with the purchase of any beverage. America runs on Dunkin', and you know dang well that we do. I don't think this guest who joins us to start this hour, I don't know if he runs on Dunkin' or not. Will Compton, we're just getting to know this guy. Will, you know, when you're in training mode, how many donuts a day do you allow yourself to get the proper nutrients?
You said in training mode?
Yeah, in training mode. How many per day, you know, to get the nutrients that you need that only donuts provide?
It depends if I'm carb backloading or not. If I'm carb backloading, you know, I'll hit about, it really depends. I'll go, one time I was carb backloading and held myself out to about 5 p.m. Then I hit the carbs. I went to Dairy Queen, got a large strawberry shake, a large fry, and sat in the cold tub and ate it.
Yes.
That's commitment to your craft. I love it. Will Compton, signed with the Titans this offseason. I got to ask you, before we start talking football stuff, what's going on with this real-life Fortnite game that I see you and LaJuan involved in?
First rule of Fortnite Club, there is no Fortnite Club.
Well, there's proof of it on social media. You can't riot.
That's
true.
You're right.
Too much.
You call me out there. I've already posted all over social media, so I'm a fraud for even saying that. But, Taylor and I, we're out here. We're still alive. All 90 guys got a little Nerf sword on the team, and the goal is to be the last team of two standing. And you got one offensive guy, one defensive guy, so you know, you start to get to know your teammates. And then inside the gates is off limits, but once you leave the premise of the facility, like, everything's fair game. Like, guys are getting got at the airport. Like, I could fly to Florida and get somebody this weekend if I get it on video, and that's the key. It's got to be on video. But you're watching your back every minute of the day. Like, our swords are right here next to us.
This is such a great thing, and it really speaks to the closeness of this locker room. You know, Joe's a TV guy sitting in with me today, and I'm like a bird, basically. I can sit and talk. They can train birds to do it, but anyway, that's what I do. But covering your team before you got here and even now, I love the close-knit nature that you guys have, and those seem to be the teams. Guys play hard for each other. They work hard for each other. They want to do the right thing by each other. And even something like a game like this shows how this locker room is tied together.
Absolutely. It's a big, big team building. I'm a new guy here, so getting along with Taylor and a bunch of the guys, me, Taylor, Camp, we've been running around a lot. But, yeah, we have a real close group, and that does. It carries over to the football field and helps you battle for one another.
Well, first season with the Titans here, obviously. Dean Pease, you've probably seen what he does on defense, likes to mix things up a lot, bring pressure from all over the place. How exciting is it as a linebacker to be in his scheme?
Yeah, playing for Coach Pease is pretty awesome. He's coached a lot of all-time greats, some Hall of Famers, and I can't wait to learn more from him. But, yeah, he brings a lot to the table, and I'm just excited to play for him this year, which I know everybody else is.
How's the install going? He mentioned you guys are about a third of the way in, and he kind of stopped himself. We had an availability with him. He goes, I asked him that question. He said, about a third of the way in. He goes, but before they leave, they will see everything. That way nothing will be a mystery to them when they come back. And Willie talked about, look, we're installing it, but we expect guys to be soaking this up on their own as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're going to be a guy who's going to be on this team or in this league, really, you got to do things away from the stadium, away from the facility. You got to study yourself. You got to learn stuff on your own because they're not going to hold your hand all the way through it. It's not like college where you have 4 and 5 years to kind of develop somebody. You got to take the time, like it's your job now. So you have to take it serious, and that includes when you're at home or at your hotel room or anything like that. So they're definitely putting a lot on us, but you know, it's expected.
I'm always curious talking to people as we get to know guys that come to the team. Who were your favorite teams? Who were your athletes that you looked up to growing up? Who were the teams that you followed, you know, when you said, I'm going to do this? Maybe you said, I'm going to play pro football. I want to be like, who were those people? Who were those teams?
LeBron James.
Who else? Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm really hoping he wins us all this year, because then there will be no more debate about who the greatest is. But back to your question, growing up, I would say Walter Payton, Ray Lewis. Yeah, those are the two big ones for me. Brian Dawkins. I always love watching stuff on Brian Dawkins. But I would say those three for sure. I always tried reading about or watching them, whether it's a video on YouTube or the way they, you know, kind of went about their business.
Now that you've played the game, do you look at somebody like Walter Payton? And I'm a lot older than you. I saw, you know, his entire NFL career, at least. Do you look at a guy like him, knowing what it takes to stay in this league, and just marvel at what he was able to accomplish? Not the biggest guy, but maybe the most talented, maybe the hardest worker, just an unbelievable legacy he left.
Absolutely. I mean, you read the stories on how he would sprint a hill and basically sprint as often as he can until he threw up. I mean, that'll be nothing I ever do, but it'll be something that I sit back and appreciate for sure. And, you know, just his upbringing and everything, I was just a big fan of, you know, his legacy that he's left, and same with all those guys.
Titans linebacker Will Compton, our guest here on 3HL.
Will, I got just a straight linebacker question for you. Since you've been in the NFL now for a couple years, and even I'm going to take you back even a little bit to high school and college. When you looked at playing in this position, how much has it evolved even over the last few years? Is you guys are expected to play pass coverage, you're expected to sack the quarterback. It seems like your position has really added a lot of responsibilities in the last decade.
For sure. I mean, you got to be pretty well-rounded. You know, the mold today is you got to be able to play all three downs. You got to, you know, cover, be out in against spread offenses, up-tempo offenses, running offenses. So you got to kind of be – you have to have some, you know, experience and ability in all those phases. And they definitely put a lot on the linebacker. But, you know, it's also pretty exciting because, you know, you have that, you know, on your shoulders as far as leading the defense and things like that. But it's definitely changed a lot from being in those 4-3, going against two running backs and a tight end every play, going against a fullback. And it's definitely evolved from football back then to now, where you have a lot of high-powered offense.
Have you noticed maybe more of an emphasis for you guys on the inside to get to the quarterback? I see a lot of teams, quarterbacks are taking 3- and 5-step drops. Nobody's really doing 7 anymore. Less time for those guys on the edge. Does that put more on you guys on the inside to pick up a few more sacks?
I mean, not necessarily. You got to be successful within the defense, within the defense's call, within the play that's called. And it's not necessarily putting undue pressure on yourself to make something happen. But, you know, if you're going against a quarterback who gets the ball out faster, just you got to get that much more creative and, you know, depend on your guys up front or cover down in the back end so we can get more coverage sacks and things of that nature. But it's not necessarily pressure on us to do more than we have to do, because everybody will be successful within if they execute their own job.
There's lots of competition in that linebacker room, and including a rookie they just drafted. As yourself coming into the league as an undrafted guy, I'm sure that probably doesn't faze you much, right? You just put your hard hat on and show up every day and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I came into the league undrafted, and I've done – my whole pathway has been nothing but, you know, climbing a hill. I don't expect it to be any different year in and year out. I don't expect to have some privilege going on, being on a new team or coming into the year to be the expected guy, this, that, and the other. You know, I come into every year like I did my first year, and that's, you know, to prove something and have a chip on my shoulder and, you know, be the best player I can be the best teammate I can be, and also lead along the way.
Being in Washington for 5 years, how hard was it to leave somewhere like that? I mean, you're somewhere 5 years, man. You're putting down roots. You're getting to know people. You know your neighbors. What was that like to take that leap and say, hey, I'm gonna go somewhere else and, you know, take my career there?
Yeah, I definitely did not enjoy leaving. That was a place that I have, like you said, a lot of roots down. I'm a person who gets very connected with everybody in the organization, and I was close with a lot of people there, but you know, it is a business. At the end of the day, this stuff happens all the time. But, you know, as unfortunate as it was to leave, I'm definitely excited to be here in Nashville and making new friends, having my new teammates and learning from new coaches as well. So it's definitely a blessing.
What's it like being a linebacker and having your head coach be a former linebacker? You think you get a couple more looks towards you guys' position group during OTAs?
Yeah, he's around our individual period and in our film in our meeting room a lot. Mm. But it's cool, though, because your head coach, he was a linebacker, so he sees a lot of things the way that you see him. So you're able to have those conversations, and he understands where you're coming from in certain things. And he's able to give us advice and tips on, you know, what we can do. And it's pretty cool knowing that he has a linebacker background and that he's also, you know, our head coach.
Well, he's out there in the drills whacking you guys with pads and stuff and running patterns. I mean, you may get a chance to take a shot at him at some point.
I hope we do. I hope we do.
Well, I mean, he looks like he can take a shot, maybe give one back as well. You know?
He definitely still got the size. He definitely still has the size he used to have.
All right. As you were making your trips around the league in those 5 years, obviously you see the Titans coming here. Did you have a preconceived notion about any of the guys, and now you've maybe met that guy and know him and think, that guy was nothing like what I thought, or maybe somebody was just like what you thought?
Not really. I mean, since the Titans are in the AFC and not like a huge media market, like being in D.C., like all you ever heard about was the NFC East.
Oh, sure.
Being in the D.C. market, it's such a big market. But coming over here, there wasn't a whole lot besides, you know, knowing about like Marcus Mariota and Derrick Henry and, you know, DeMarco Murray came here. But outside of that, I mean, I knew Rack was here. I knew Rack from when I was in D.C.
Yeah.
But I really didn't know a lot of guys or have much of an opinion on a whole lot of guys on like what to expect once I got here.
Well, Will, man, great having you. I know you got a lot going on, learning the new defense and trying not to get, you know, knocked out of the Fortnite game, the real life Fortnite game. I've been telling people this. We've mentioned, I caught you coming off the field one day, did a quick one-on-one, but I always tell people, follow you on Twitter. Great follow, @_WillCompton. Some good stuff there, man. And great catching up with you again.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, sir. Will Compton, new Titans linebacker, joining us here on 3HL.